Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 17, verses 14 to 23, mountain-moving faith. Faith grows or remains small based on the environment in which we keep it. If we surround ourselves with few challenges and small aspirations for spiritual growth, then our faith will stay small. But if we stretch our faith and seek to know God in all His fullness, then we gain a larger view of God and an ever-increasing faith. Last time, we saw the transfiguration event with Peter, James, and John. But no matter how special mountaintop experiences are, the work of ministry occurs in the valley. In our passage that we're looking at in this session, Matthew 17, verses 14 to 23, the first part of this narrative sets up Jesus' teaching about faith. Look at verse 14. Now when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him, saying, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." Then Jesus answered and said, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me." And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Who was Jesus referring to when he said, "O faithless and perverse generation"? Well, it's clear in verse 20, he referred to his disciples. These guys walked with the Lord and regularly missed it. You know, the feeding of the 4,000 after the 5,000. Look at Matthew 15, verse 33. Then his disciples said to him, "Where could we get enough bread in the wilderness to fill such a great multitude?" The disciples watched Jesus take care of the situation and then privately asked him, "Why could we not cast it out?" Good question. When Jesus sent the disciples out about a year earlier, he commissioned them to do these kinds of miracles. Look at Matthew chapter 10 again, verses 5 through 8. And then these 12 disciples Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, "Do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of Israel, of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, the dead, cast out demons. Freely you've received, freely give." Why did they fail a year later, where they had previously succeeded? Well, Jesus' explanation for their failure was that their faith was now lacking. Look at verse 19. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" And Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief. For assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." The lack had nothing whatsoever to do with confidence. In fact, they were surprised. They didn't understand why they couldn't cast out the demon. The problem was that they did not have mountain-moving faith anymore. Why? Well, mountain-moving faith is consistent faith. Look at the first part of verse 20. So Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief." Consistency pays off, but we often neglect it. because the dividends come slower than we desire. Mountain-moving faith is committed faith. Look at the second part of verse 20. Jesus said, "For assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." True faith always means surrender to God's will. This cannot be emphasized too much. Mountain-moving faith is also connected faith. Verse 21, "However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. The disciples failed because they failed to make God rather than their own gifts the object of their confidence." Jesus ended the narrative with another reminder of the future plans. Verse 22, "Now while they were staying at Galilee, Jesus said to them, 'The Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And the third day he will be raised up.' And they were exceedingly sorrowful." This is the second time. It'll be fulfilled in chapter 26, verse 57, with the betrayal. The first time was in verse 16, 21. The third time will be in verse 20, verse 18. Jesus kept them focused on and prepared them for the end game of God's redemption plan, the cross. But he also prophesies his resurrection. Faith is a day-by-day process in which God shows us what to do moment by moment. Mountain-moving faith is consistent and committed. You have a great day.